Well, here we are again and coming together and doing these youth messages. And my hope and prayer is that the messages get out to the young people. We're trying to keep in contact with all the young people that we have been blessed with by coming to the church now for the last couple of years. This COVID thing has sort of separated us a little bit, but we want to always, always try to at least get the message of God's love for them, especially on this day, the day of Pentecost, which is commonly known as the birthday of the church. Now, I put in for the scriptures today Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21, but I only want to focus on the first four verses of Acts chapter 2, and that we could kind of just come in a childlike faith to understand who the Holy Spirit is and what does the Holy Spirit mean to us, and are we filled with that spirit of love and grace that God promised to you. Hear God's word in the New Living Translation, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. On that day of Pentecost, 7 weeks after Jesus' resurrection. And I'll stop there for a minute to tell you that penta in Greek means 50, and it was 50 days after the resurrection of Christ, and the promise came to the believers. Pick up the scripture again. The believers were meeting together in one place, and then suddenly there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty wind, and in the skies above them, and it filled the house where they were meeting. Then what looked like flames or tongue of fire appeared and settled on each one of them, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them this ability. May God add a blessing to the reading of that part of Acts chapter 2. So what's it mean to be filled with the Spirit? Well, a lot of times people say, well, it's like being an influence or not. And Jesus, when you get Jesus into your heart, you get him all. You don't get him in pieces. You get him God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And then when we're not studying Scripture or being in fellowship with one another, God's Holy Spirit ministers to us, and we're allowed to be able to understand more and understand about his grace and about his love. So how does that happen? How does he fill us with his grace and his love? Well, in a sense, being filled with the Holy Spirit means that we have placed ourselves under his influence and control. What a wonderful thing to know that we can yield to God, who gives us direction in our life, and allowing us to come together and to be able to fellowship with one another. So being filled with the Spirit is very, very important. So how do you know if you're filled with the Spirit of the living God? Well, there's some things that'll take place in your life, and there'll be some changes that'll take place, and you'll recognize these. We call it the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, an attitude of love of God and for others. The Spirit that impels us to give and to serve and to forgive. And then we have the joy, the Spirit of gladness, rooting in our faith in Christ. And then peace, that peace that passes all understanding that Jesus said that he would give to us through the Holy Spirit. The peace that passes all understanding. And then long-suffering, which is another just a big long word for patience. In the middle of difficult circumstances, we can say, God, give me the peace that I need in order to deal with the situation, especially sometimes with difficult family, difficult friends. And, you know, it just comes with being part of the body of Christ. And then kindness, treating others as we would want them to treat us. That's a good thing. And then goodness, being open and honest and pure and generous in behavior. Faithfulness, trustworthiness, dependability in all our relationships, and then gentleness, a tender spirit that enables us to deal in all kinds of different circumstances and lead others and help them in their discipline. Because when they see you, they will truly see Christ. If you have him in your heart, like I said, you get him all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And more importantly, it'll give you self-control. The quality that gives control over our desires, especially those who relate to the body of Christ. So, if the Holy Spirit is producing these kind of qualities in your life, you know that you are filled with God's Spirit. Amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. it's a deeper study than just kind of just a little bit here and doing what we're doing on these little short messages. But I hope and pray that you will seek out God's grace. And, you know, sometimes you'll hear people say, well, that's the Holy Ghost. Well, that's not a really good term. And the reason why the Holy Spirit is called the Holy Spirit, because it's God's Spirit, which is holy. So he's certainly not a ghost. He is the Holy Spirit, God's love manifested to us through Christ. Amen. Well, hope and pray that you're having a good time, and hope and pray that we'll be getting together again soon sometime. God loves you. We love you. Be safe until we meet again. Amen.